Could having more actually be a bad thing?
Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley, and this is My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Today, the late Larry Burkett shares a warning of the dangers of abundance and the attitudes we can develop towards money.
Bondage, financial bondage, is anything material that takes priority over God. And you can be in financial bondage, therefore, and have an abundance of money and step right out of God's will. In fact, I think it's easier. I believe the danger of having an abundance of money and then drifting out of God's path is so subtle that most Christians don't even know that they have. And so they begin to build around them a doctrine that justifies what they're doing and kind of helps them to rationalize where they are, that they're not imminently involved with the lives of other people. But James said, "What is the source of your quarrels among you? Is it not your own lust, your own selfish ambitions?" These are symptoms, not problems. Worry is not a problem, it is a symptom. You know what worry is? Taking on a responsibility that belongs to God. Now, God didn't say we're not to be concerned for tomorrow. We are to be concerned. We're not to be worried. Don't take on a responsibility beyond that which is under your control. That belongs to God. Anger. Anger either about what other people have or what you don't have. Resentment. Self-indulgence. Greed. You know what greed means? I have to have more, and I have to have the best. That's what greed is.
Perhaps your abundance has created a lifestyle of financial bondage. The cure to greed is giving. When you give, your life is enriched, and it produces gratitude. Now, if credit card debt is keeping you in bondage, get in touch with Christian Credit Counselors. They'll get you started with a free debt analysis and help you pay off all your credit cards. Learn more at crown.org.